In his farewell interview, Edmund said he's very concerned about the current situation.
I worry about my brothers and sisters that go out and wear the badge and carry the gun every day. It seems like there's been a terrible backlash in this country as it pertains to peace officers, and to me that's disheartening. I'm concerned about it. You've seen some horrible things that have gone down, violence that's been perpetrated against peace officers here recently, kind of in the backlash. No question that there have been times when we have been wrong. No question there have been circumstances that where we could have done better. But at the end of the day, the vast majority of the people who wear the badge and the gun are doing it for the right reasons, and they are truly, truly out there to protect and serve.
The sheriff said in general, police departments need to do a better job communicating with the public and taking input. He said there have been agencies around the country that have done good or bad jobs there. But more than that, the public has to realize that sometimes violence has to be met with force from police officers.
When someone is going to go after a peace officer's weapon, or they're going to pull a weapon on a peace officer, they're going to have to understand that we have an obligation to protect the public from that kind of violence. We have an obligation to protect ourselves from that kind of violence. And, you know, with the advent of the video camera and the advent of ubiquitous news, I think that America has been introduced to kind of the ugliness of policing. And to be sure, there is some ugliness associated with this job. Nobody wants to see peace officers engaging in force. I know that there are members of my own family that are aghast when they see that. And at the end of the day, it's just a fact of life. And we have to do it reasonably. We have to do it with inside the boundaries. But force needs to be met with force on occasion.
During Edmund's tenure, the most notable officer shooting over 10 years ago involved Natalie Turner, who shot and wounded her ex-husband, then kidnapped him and laid with her boyfriend. She was shot by a deputy in a confrontation on Highway 248 near Quinns Junction.
I can tell you that my deputy that had to do that was a horrible, horrible thing for him to do. It was difficult, and there was a lot of aftermath there, and also for the family themselves, obviously. We have tremendous empathy and concern for them as well. Nobody wants to do that, but you're right. That was in 2003. That was a very complicated case. We had to travel out of state and work with authorities up in Idaho conducting that investigation. All the players involved, well, the two perpetrators are now expired. The one was killed by my deputy, and the other one was actually committed suicide in jail. So what a horrible thing.
Sheriff Edmonds recommends the use of body cams on officers, though even there, issues will come up.
There was a study, a longitudinal study that was done by IACP, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, some years ago, and they found, the scholarly study that they conducted found that when a videotape evidence is available of an incident, 98% of the time, peace officers are exonerated of any wrongdoing at all. So, yes, I mean, I think it's a very good thing. It's transparent, but that's also fraught with complexities as well, because, you know, when do you require them to have it on? Is it all the time? Are we catching personal conversations between, you know, maybe on a break between a peace officer and their spouse or significant other? Are we forcing them to wear them into the bathroom? I mean, there's a lot of issues to deal with here.
Outgoing Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.